plus juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories this afternoon. Victor Nyasulu blames political interference for ZAMSA's governance failures. ZCTU demands action against masterminds behind drug theft. And man arrested after fires at homes linked to Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Former Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, Director General Victor Nyasulu has described the current state of governance at the agency as chaotic, citing escalating political interference and a strained relationship with the Ministry of Health. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program this morning, Mr. Nyasulu said political meddling is undermining the effectiveness and integrity of ZAMSA's operations, making it difficult for the agency to function independently and fulfill its mandate. He has highlighted the deteriorating working relationship between the Ministry of Health and ZAMSA management, calling for urgent improvements. Mr. Nyasulu has called for reforms aimed at restoring the agency's autonomy and enhancing its overall performance.
The state of governance at ZAMSA is chaotic because of political interference. Now, somebody will say, yeah, but you yourself are a political cadre. Yeah, I mean, political cadre deployment is a policy that a party can take. I know that the ANC does political cadre deployment. What's important is not whether somebody is a cadre or not, but whether somebody is qualified for a job or not. So the state of governance at ZAMSA is chaotic, and the way Ministry of Health relates to the management at ZAMSA and vice versa needs improvement.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has emphasized government's strong commitment to improving the livelihoods of Zambians, especially in light of the growing impact of climate change, which is exacerbating poverty levels. Mrs. Nalumango has expressed optimism that the measures government has put in place will significantly reduce poverty levels, currently at 60%, to much lower figures in the near future. Speaking at the Regional Conference for Southern Africa on Poverty Reduction and Climate Resilience, the Vice President has highlighted that the government is making significant strides in reducing poverty with increased funding allocated to social protection programs. She has also underscored the unacceptable reality that despite Africa's vast natural resources, poverty levels across the continent remain high. Mrs. Nalumango has called on stakeholders to collaborate and develop practical, actionable solutions to combat poverty effectively. And British High Commissioner to Zambia, Rebecca Terrazon, has stressed that the world is facing a serious poverty crisis, with United Nations estimating that over 700 million people globally are living in extreme poverty, while the World Bank reports that approximately 36.7% of the population in sub-Saharan region survives on less than $2.15 per day.
According to the Zambia Statistics Office, poverty levels in Zambia were recorded at 15% in 2022, with urban poverty a significant concern. And on the climate side, temperatures in Zambia are changing faster than the global average, leading to flooding and droughts. And these environmental changes are impacting incomes, weakening resilience, and have contributed to an energy crisis.
Meanwhile, Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Doreen Mwamba, says the conference comes at a critical time when the country and the region is grappling with poverty levels and effects of climate change. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has expressed concern over the slow pace in arresting the masterminds behind the thefts of drugs in health facilities across the country. Addressing the media in Lusaka, ZCTU President Blake Mulala has argued that while the law is swiftly applied to employers, those truly responsible for these thefts are not being held accountable. Mr. Mulala has commended the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, for its recent crackdown on illegal drug stores and the arrest of suspects operating without licenses. However, he has stressed that while this is a positive development, much more needs to be done to address these systemic issues. Mr. Mulala has pointed out that Zambians contribute to the procurement of drugs in health facilities through substantial tax payments, yet they are unable to access these essential drugs in hospitals.
We want to make an appeal to our members, the workers in the health sectors, who have been used long by these cartels to be colliers. Our message to them is stay away from such acts. You'll be the first one leaving these big fishes freely outside there. And the lobby seems to be so quickly, because we have seen of late that the big people behind these, they are not jailed. And yet the workers are so fast-tracked. We want to see a system where all those who are involved, regardless of their position, which they hold in society, where they work, they must all be brought to book.
Czech's Deputy Prime Minister, Marian Jurecka, has called on Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, Peter Kapala, to clearly outline the ministry's specific development needs and cooperation priorities to develop the livestock and fisheries sector. Leading a delegation of Czech officials who paid a courtesy call on Mr. Kapala and other ministry officials, Mr. Jurecka said the Czech government was ready to provide technological support and development assistance to Zambia. He has highlighted their strategic interest in Zambia, noting that their national strategy extends to 2030 and includes potential collaboration in agriculture, food processing and other key sectors. Mr. Jurecka has added that they are particularly interested in supporting Zambia's ambitious livestock expansion plan, which aims to increase livestock numbers to 7 million by 2027.
I was one of those who has re-established very good relations with Zambia in the course of development aid and development assistance. And we've been since then long-term cooperating not only in the field of development aid, but also in the field of business relations and business exchange. The Czech government considers Zambia one of its top priorities, and it's also reflected in our strategy up to 2030. Hand in hand, as I've said, with the development aid from the Czech Republic as well as from the EU, we want to be developing business priorities, especially focusing on the area of agriculture.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kapala said his ministry is facing several critical challenges, with the current low cattle calving rate of just 28%, which is significantly hindering the country's target of 7.4 million cattle by 2027.
General support through capacity building in embryo transfer. I think this is one of the critical things we want to start looking at now, so that it can achieve the 7 million. The expansion of 20 million.